For starters, war museums are a testament to our humanity, where the war dead are enshrined and remembered. They echo the pain and grief felt by the bereaved, which still emanates today from the altars of peace and sacrifice at every war museum all over the world. People who died in wars are not unknown anymore, thanks to war museums. One example of a war museum is the Yashikan in downtown Tokyo. All wars fought from the Boshin through to World War II are on exhibit there, not just the First and Second World Wars. Sources may vary on this somewhat by claiming that only World War I and World War II artifacts are on display, when in fact, there are a lot more on display from more periods in Japanese history. All war museums are contentious and may have varying accounts of history, and it's not uncommon for scholars to disagree on these accounts. This is why when visiting a war museum, you need to be objective and use critical thinking to analyze the information you're presented with. Take what you can from the museums and form your own opinions. Finally, like all repositories of history, one must learn from them. There are a dozen different kinds of museums one can choose to visit and learn from, so I suggest you find an area of interest first, then visit a museum of your choosing. The nature and severity of war museums leaves an indelible impression on visitors. Do visit, but keep in mind the seriousness of the subject matter, as well as the need for critical thinking.